From Calvary Temple in Winnipeg, we bring you the regular Sunday evening service conducted by Pastor Watson Ardew.
The Gospel Fireside Hour. Calvary Temple, Winnipeg's Evangelistic Center, is on the air. While the young people of the radio group are still standing around the microphone, we'll ask them to sing their first song tonight, All Hail Emmanuel. Gospel Fireside Hour from Calvary Temple, Winnipeg. We continue with Janet Irvin singing, beautiful city, Four Square. Friends, we now hear the mixed quartet singing, Be Still, My Soul. Now the Gospel Fireside Hour male quartet singing grand old song, Faith of Our Father. When they come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him, and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. This text suggests a picture. A great crowd is gathering at Calvary. Some are there for curiosity to see how the three who are to be executed will act and to hear what they will say. The three to be executed are already there. Some of the spectators are vile. Some look up with revenge, hardly able to keep their hands off the sufferers. Some stand in silent horror. Some break out into uncontrollable weeping, while some clap their hands in delight that the offenders are to be punished at last. The soldiers with drawn swords hold the mob back. Three crosses are in a row. Three trees have just been planted. They are bearing fruit. One bearing poisonous fruit, another bearing fruit of repentance, and the one in the middle bearing fruit of love. Seeing these men died together, it seems that their crosses speak of three special truths the Lord would have us consider. One man was dying in sin, another was dying to sin, and the one in the middle was dying for sin. The two thieves had sin in them, while Christ had sin on him. So here we have a dying Savior, a dying saint, and a dying sinner. Or, the cross upon which Christ died may be called the cross of redemption. The cross upon which the thief who repented died may be called the cross of reception. He received salvation. And the cross upon which the other thief died who rejected Christ may be called the cross of rejection. Let's look at that cross of rejection for just a moment. The one on this cross twists halfway around on the spikes to hiss at the one in the middle. If he could have gotten one hand loose and were he close enough, he would no doubt have smitten the middle sufferer in the face. On this cross is typified the unbelief of the whole world. or the enmity of the natural world against Christ. As the cross divided these two men, so the cross divides the whole world. The preaching of the cross is either the power of God unto salvation, or it seals the doom of those who reject it. Friends, there is a possibility that these two thieves were brothers, that they were born in the same home, sat upon the same mother's knee, grew up and drifted into sin together. If so, they were companions in the home, in sin, and on the cross, but they were separated in death. One accepts Christ and passes into paradise. The other rejects and passes into everlasting woe. The one on the cross of rejection died with the remedy for sin close at hand. It is said that the crosses were only 2 or 3 yards apart. My, he could have easily had forgiveness. He couldn't have been much nearer Christ, and he was just as near the Savior as was the other thief. I want to say to every listener tonight that if you are lost, too, you will be lost with a remedy for sin very near at hand, for the Savior is near you even now. Now we go from the cross of rejection to the cross of reception. Here we have the first fulfillment of our Lord's words, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. He is lifted up. And here is the first man drawn unto him. He was the first trophy of the blood of Christ, the first to enter paradise through the sacrifice of the Redeemer. The dying thief rejoiced to see that fountain in his day. Friends, this victim also twists himself upon the nails to look at the center cross, not to scoff, but to worship and to pray. He too would like to get his hand loose, not to smite, but to deliver the sufferer on the middle cross. Men who have nearly drowned tell us that in a moment, while under the water, their whole life passed before them. And just so, in one moment, this dying thief may have thought over all his past life. Of that night, when he went through an unlocked door and took the silver and gold and jewels, and as the sleeper stirred, he thrust a knife through his heart. And of that day, when on a lonely path he met a wayfarer, and regardless of the cries, prayers, tears, and struggles of his victim, he robbed him and flung his mangled corpse into the dust or covered with stones. He deserved all he was suffering in his body, but the tortures of his soul were greater than the tortures of his body. I can imagine he says to himself as he looks at Jesus, I have heard that he knows how to help a man who is in trouble. I have heard that he can cure the wounded, that he can pardon the sinner. Surely no one needs help, needs pardon more than I. And I can see him as he turns to Christ and says, O thou blessed one, wilt thou look for a moment away from thine own pain to pity me? I don't want relief for my hands or my feet. I can stand all this, but it's my sin. They pierce me through and through. They tell me I must die forever. Please forgive. Remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. I ask no great things. I seek no throne in heaven, no chariot to take me to the skies, but when this horrible day is past, when thou comest into thy kingdom, just think of me, the one dying at your side. Please. Remember. And you remember what the Savior said? Today shalt thou be with me in paradise. And now just a moment as we look at the cross of redemption, the middle cross. This is the greatest of the three. The cross of the Lord Jesus is a central point in history. The three greatest events in time are the crucifixion, or rather the creation, the crucifixion, and the coming again of Christ. The crucifixion of Christ forms the darkest blot on the pages of human history, for it shows not only the great love of God for man in giving his Son, but the great hatred of man for God in killing his Son. Friends, God has wonderful things for us. inside his gate of mercy. The question is, how may we open it? Many different keys have been tried. Some have tried the key of philosophy and failed. Some have tried the key of good works and failed. A large key, or rather a large gate, generally has a large key. But I am so glad you can take the cross and place the foot of it in the socket of the lock. And by the two arms of the cross, turn the lock, and the great gate of God's mercy will swing open wide. Thank God for the old rugged cross. Poets have sung its praise. Sculptors have attempted to commemorate it in marble. Martyrs have clung to it in the fire. And Christians have, by faith, pillowed their heads upon it. Have you accepted the Christ of the cross as your Savior? If not, do so tonight. And the gift of God, which is eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord, will be yours. God bless you. And now we hear the radio group singing one verse of Nearer, My God, to Thee. Do you believe that Christians should obey the Great Commission given by Christ when he said, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature"? I'm sure you do. And we do too. That's why we are broadcasting every Sunday night over four radio stations, giving the gospel to Western Canada and the adjoining states. If you are a Christian and believe in fulfilling the Great Commission, write us a letter this week. And if you can, enclose an offering to help pay for these broadcasts. We have a very special gift this week for all those sending in offerings. It is a box of 14 lovely scripture text Christmas cards and envelopes. They are some of the nicest Christmas cards I have ever seen. Besides the Christmas greeting, there is a Bible verse on each card. We all use Christmas cards. Why not get yours from the Gospel Fireside Hour and help spread the gospel? These gifts cost us considerably more than some other gifts we have sent out, and we will appreciate it if you will keep this in mind. You know about what it would cost to purchase a box of beautiful Christmas cards. If you can send that amount or more, your money will serve a double purpose. You will get the Christmas cards which you need, and you will help us spread the gospel. Address your letter to Pastor Watson Argue, Calvary Temple, Winnipeg, Manitoba. If you forget that, just Calvary Temple, Winnipeg, will reach us. And be sure to mention what station you heard us over, whether Winnipeg, Yorkton, Regina, or Kelowna, British Columbia. He gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And now, whoever you are, and wherever you are, may God bless and keep you. And you, and you. Good night.
From Calvary Temple in Winnipeg, we have brought you the Gospel Fireside Hour, the regular Sunday evening service conducted by Pastor Watson Argue.